Title: Eighth Circuit, in False Claims Act cases based on kickback violations, the kickback violation must be the but-for cause of the items and services subject to the claim. Content: The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals recently tossed a $5.5 million jury verdict finding that a physician violated the False Claims Act, FCA, by submitting claims for items and services ordered subsequent to a violation of the Federal Healthcare Program Anti-Kickback Statute, AKS. According to the appellate court, the trial court's jury instruction brushed aside causation and misinterpreted a 2010 amendment to the AKS. As part of the Affordable Care Act, Congress in 2010 amended the AKS to expressly provide that a claim resulting from an AKS violation constitutes a false or fraudulent claim for purposes of the FCA. See 42 U.S.C. 1320A7B(g). However, Congress did not define the phrase resulting from, leading courts to form divergent opinions as to whether a causal link between the kickback violation and the false claim is necessary and, if so, as to the nature of that causal link. The Eighth Circuit concluded that, when a plaintiff seeks to establish the falsity of a claim resulting from a violation of the AKS, the plaintiff must prove that a defendant would not have included particular items or services in the claim, but for the illegal kickbacks, emphasis added. United States v. Midwest Neurosurgeons, LLC, IT. Al. No. 20-2445, 14, 8th Circle 2022. The court said that its ruling is narrow and does not imply that every case arising under the FCA requires a showing of but-for causation, only FCA cases wherein the claim is allegedly false because it results from an AKS violation. CID. The court concluded that given the government's sole theory at trial hinged on the 2010 amendment to the AKS, the district court never instructed the jury on but-for causation, and there is no telling what the jury would have done if it had. ID. Categories: False Claims Act, Fraud and Abuse, Healthcare Industry News. As seen in Healthcare Law Blog.